am rolling grain markets here this afternoon. A little two-sided here. Soybeans managing to hang on to strength, and it looks like Chicago wheat was the weak link here today.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of things. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it's a couple of things. You know, it's one, wheat kind of across the board, Chicago especially, was very much overbought as of the end of last week. And I think the idea is that, you know, where everyone's watching dryness in the Western Plains and probably more important, you know, developing dryness in Ukraine and most of Russia's winter wheat belt. Russia will get some rain in the next 72 hours. Some places will do very well. So I think we're extracting some weather premium today. But probably the collision between a little bit of an improved forecast in Russia and also just being overbought. We know that being overbought and oversold is always reconciled, and so I think we're seeing that today.
Okay. Minneapolis wheat, why is that one a little stronger?
It's a good question. You know, we're looking at oats as well. May oats, you know, as we get into first notice day, 26 cents at one point. I think the idea is that, you know, funds are short kind of across the board in grains, and planting progress, well, very early, I think it could be threatened. You know, we're just kind of at forecast in the northern U.S. and southern Canada, kind of add rain, not subtract it on a daily basis. So you could see rainfall of, you know, 3 to 5 inches in the northern U.S., southern Canada. And so I think, you know, if that were the case, you're probably not planting oats or spring wheat until second half of May. And we all know that's less than desired.
Yeah. And I was thinking, too, if they have the break, they were seeding hard and heavy before it started raining. So they could switch to something else, too.
Yeah, I think it's right. And then, you know, I guess this year, maybe more than recent years, prevent plants, not a terrible option in that part of the world. So I think it's just the acreage matrix is very much uncertain. And that is the core of production. So, you know, Mother Nature in, you know, between June and September will determine yield. But if you are losing that base of acres, then the burden on Mother Nature is a lot heavier. So I suspect, you know, I don't know exactly why oats are doing what they're doing today, but I suspect the idea is the same when we look at spring wheat, just adverse weather, broadly speaking.
Yeah, sure. Corn and beans, then, that's all just weather too then, huh?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's some spreading. You know, I think the long corn, short soybean trade that was so popular last week is being unwound to a little bit. And soybeans just kind of lack a compelling story. You know, in fact, our models would put fair value at exactly $11.50 spot, and that's about where we are. So there's really not much to spark the market up or down, I think, for any length of time until we get into the growing season for soybeans. And in corn, I think the market just kind of trades 2 billion bushel in stocks, and that's about all we know. You know, there is a huge discrepancy between the USDA's South American forecast and forecasts for Brazil and Argentina from government agencies there, you know, to the point where one's neutral, one's bullish. We're not going to have any clarity on that probably for another 6 or 8 weeks. So in the meantime, we're just, you know, both the bears and bulls are going to struggle. We do have a lot of corn in the country currently. That is a fact. Well, at the same time, you know, do you end up losing a lot of crop in South America that really jumps U.S. export demand over the next 14 months? That's the question that we'll answer over the next, you know, couple of months at least.
Sure. Livestock side, what's going on there?
Those markets have been incredibly volatile. And I think we probably have found some fair value here, you know, looking for more two-sided trade. I think the cattle cycle is ongoing. You know, we tend to trade very intensely these monthly on-feed reports. But overall, I think we're still maybe 12 months away from solving the beef market issue at least. So I think you're going to find a lot of support on breaks. I guess to some extent, we are looking at just this pocket of dryness, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado. You know, it would be nice to solve that if we really are to build replacement numbers and replenish the beef cattle herd. So that, too, is kind of a function of Mother Nature. And we are watching just no rain forecast in that part of the world. And hogs, I think it's kind of the opposite. You know, we're not in supply shock yet, but we are seeing export demand stay pretty steady, especially to Mexico and really to others, but Mexico specifically. So I think both of those are kind of in bull cycles that probably, yeah, it's going to be volatile, but probably do continue into the end of the year.
Sure. Anything else we need to be aware of?
I don't think so. You know, there's not a lot of clarity in much of this. It is all Mother Nature, and yet, you know, it's too early to be concerned about planting. It's too early to be concerned about drought. Wheat's kind of the first crop that will really get into weather-driven markets like we saw last week. But otherwise, we're just kind of in waiting mode. The USDA's May report, not too far away. We'll start to get more better yield data from South America and corn in a couple of weeks. So until then, we'll probably just chop around.
All right. Thanks much, Ben. Appreciate it.